Okay, shall we start? Thank you for coming to make the class session. This is the agenda. First, I'm going to introduce myself for those who do not know me. Then, I'm talking about Tomiket class overview. In Tomiket class overview, I'm going to talk about Tomiket cluster architecture and each component of Tomiket cluster build. And then I'll talk about system application feature. In system application feature, I'm going to explain more detail of system application, the behavior of system application, how do they work, the framework, and so on. And next is I will explain cluster channel component. Cluster channel component is a messaging and a grouping component for clusters. Finally, if time remains, I'm going to talk about how do I monitoring Tomiket cluster. Especially, I will talk about logging and GMX. So, introduce myself. I'm Keiichi Fujino. I live in Japan. I worked as a software engineer since 2002. Currently, I have been Tomiket committer since 2010. Currently, I am Tomiket PM machine member. So, what is cluster? This topic mentioned in the previous session is main purpose of some clustering is performance improvement and high availability. In Tomiket, I will talk about this session. Talk about Tomiket clustering. Tomiket clustering has provided variety of features, but I'm going to talk about mainly two features today. First, that is cluster membership feature and system application feature. First thing, cluster membership feature. By using cluster membership feature, Tomiket can grouping multiple cluster nodes. In default, Tomiket uses multicast address and multicast port for using cluster membership. We can also static membership that describes node information to sub.xml instead of multicast. Next feature is system application. In system application, we can share system information among cluster node. So by doing so, when node failure occurs, we can continue the HTTP session on the other node. I will explain later. I will more detail system application in this session. Finally, it is important to know that load balancing feature is not Tomiket feature. Load balancing feature is provided front-end load balancer, such as MotoJDN and MotoRich balancer. So, this is the architecture of Tomiket cluster. Tomiket cluster is cluster element. Cluster element is can be set engine inside engine or host element. Both work properly, but some features such as cluster deployer and cluster single sign-on feature work host cluster only. Cluster components have sub-components such as channel component, cluster manager, bar, cluster deployer. Channel components, as I mentioned, cluster grouping and messaging component, I will explain that. Channel component has sub component like this. Cluster manager. Cluster manager is a session manager for session application. In current Tomiket, there are two implementations of session cluster manager. That is Delta manager and backup manager. Next is bar. This pub is the same as usual pub that using Lucas as a pipeline in Tomcat. This pub must implement cluster valve interface, and the valve that adds to the cluster component is automatically added to the Lucas process pipeline containers that the cluster asset is. Cluster listener is the listener for listen cluster message that receive cluster components. And cluster component is the component that shares raw information among cluster nodes. I will not talk this feature today, sorry. This page is just written as mentioned. Go to the next page. So, main topic, session application. Tomcat provides two session implementation. It's a data manager, a backup manager. First is a data manager. Data manager does all to all session application. This is a default session manager for to make it across the environment. As we can see the figure on the top, data manager replicates session information to all cluster nodes. In case of Tomcat 1, Tomcat 2, Tomcat 3, Tomcat 4 have same session information. That's very simple. However, in data manager, the number of cluster nodes are increasing, Tomcat 5, Tomcat 6, and on. The replication costs, such as network traffic, increase. So, data manager is suitable for small scale cluster. Next, such application manager, backup manager. Backup manager does primary secondary session application. I'll look at the figure on the bottom. Backup manager replicates always send primary node to secondary node. Okay. In backup node, secondary node is called backup node. Primary node to backup. Other node, in case of Tomcat 3, Tomcat 4, does not have session data. They are proxy node. So, in this case, if number of cluster nodes increase, Tomcat 5, Tomcat 6, Tomcat 7, the replication cost does not affect. Number of cluster nodes does not affect the friction cost. So, backup manager is suitable for large scale cluster. So, I'm going to talk about constraints of session application of Tomcat. First constraint is make sure your XML describe distributable. If you want to session application, it is not enough to set cluster element in subroutine XML. You need to describe a distributed element in your view.xml. Next constraint is your session attribute must implement JavaScript serializable. Tomcat sends a session application. It sends serialized session data. So your session attribute must serializable. Last constraint is sticky session. Enable sticky session. Maybe block even if disable session application. However, if you replicate async mode, the session is not arrived when you access other node. The session has not received yet. So sticky session is required. However, backup manager is switching cost, primary node, secondary node, is still heavy. So, backup manager is more required. Sticky session. So, how to configure the cluster? First, define cluster element inside NG or host element, both of them work. And then, inside cluster element, define cluster manager. Either data manager or backup manager. Which means, which do you want to use replication type, or torus replication, or parameter space replication? Next is define channel components. By the channel, we can send a replication message and grouping across the nodes. I will explain later. Next is define the replication bar. Actually, in Tomcat, the replication of session attribute is done replication bar. So, replication bar is required for replication. Finally, enable cluster session listener. If you use Delta Manager, Delta Manager receives session replication message by via cluster session listener. So, if you use Delta Manager, as cluster session is required. If you use Backup Manager, cluster session listener is not used. I will explain such application more today. First is Delta application. Delta application means differential replication. Means when session create on Tomcat, Tomcat send session data to other node. And in this replication is done immediately after session create. And then session has been changed on the request processing, such as session add to session attribute, session remove. Tomcat uses data application. Data application does not send whole session data. Data application sends just reference of session only. And attention, data application the change of session does not replicate immediately after session change. Replicate all changes at the end of the request. Sorry.
Can I mark attributes which I want to replicate and which I don't want to replicate, so that not everything is replicated?
If session changed, all changes are done.
But if I want to, only some attributes are replicated, not the whole session.
Yes. Chris.
There's a hack you can use for that. You can wrap your session attribute in something which is serializable, but everything is transient. So you'll replicate like 8 bytes, but not the whole object.
I will more detail on data application. One session exists. In this case, session add attribute A, add attribute B, which by B, remove attribute A, finally add attribute B, which by B, which means update attribute. In default, Tomcat replicates remove attribute and add attribute value B. On the other hand, same session attribute name replicate last time only. Add attribute A and add attribute B ignore. This behavior can be changed, record all action attributes too. If you want replicate all changes to other session code, you need to record all action to true. In this way, add attribute A, add attribute B, remove attribute A, add attribute B. It will replicate as a change of session. So, let's tell you Delta Manager. Delta Manager does all torus replication. This is a default session manager in cluster environment for small scale cluster. The architecture, this is the architecture of application of Delta Manager. When session creates and session expires, Delta Manager triggers. When session has changed, this application, the replication part triggers. And this replication is done by cluster instance in any case. And cluster instance send session replication message by using channel component to send message. A channel on the Alamo receives session replication message and notifies session replication message to cluster, and cluster notifies session replication message to data manager via cluster session listener. So this sphere is behavior of session application. In data manager, all session actions, session create, session delta, session remove, always send all cluster nodes. When session create, commit one, replicate all session data, replicate session data to commit to cluster node 4, and then session has been changed, replicate change of session to commit to cluster node 4. When session expire, this commit one expire, remove session, and replicate, remove message to other. So always share the same session information all cluster nodes. So, node failure. Node failure occurs to commit to one, data manager has always same session information all cluster nodes. So, even if node failure occurs, the main member doesn't do anything. Nothing happens. So very simple. So, recovery process. Well, during recovery from node failure, data manager start up. In this case, data manager requests all session of cluster on share. So in this case, get all session message to Tomica, master cluster node. It should be good. Master cluster node is the node longest existence in Tomcat cluster node. In this case, Tomcat 2 is the most longest existence. So, recovery node start off request all session message to master node. Master node receive request of session and send all session data to recovery. And then master node, after sending all session data, send the cognition message to the backup recovery node. And recovery node receive complete message and resume starting process. So, such process, recovery of data manager, if there are many sessions, this session, send all session message take a long time to start. So, if there are many sessions, data manager might take a long time to start. Next, backup manager. Backup manager does primary, secondary session replications. It replicates always primary to backup node. The other node does not have session data. They have session ID and node information. Who is primary node, and who is backup node. So, backup manager always send replicate primary to backup node. If number of nodes increase, it is not act replication cost. Always send all to all primary to backup. So, right, this is suitable for large scale cost. This is the architecture of backup manager. It is very different from data manager. Backup manager use replication map that extends session map. If in case of session application, when session create, the session add to replication map. replication map send the session header to other node. On the other node, replication map on the other node receive session message and on session map at session. If session is expired, the session are removed from replication map. And replication map send expired removed session message to all class. Replication map on the other node remove the session from on session map. In case of data application, replication map requests data application to backup manager, and backup manager requests to replication map to replication map. And replication map send data information to the other. In this case, replicate single backup node. This current figure is behavior of session application or backup manager. In backup manager, is different. Each session actions, session create, session delta, session remove, is different respectively. So first a session create. In case session create session in at Tomcat one has primary session. And then, Tomcat 1 select a new backup node. In this case, Tomcat 2 backup node. Tomcat 1 primary session send session data to backup node. And then, remaining node does not have session data. It's already replicated session ID and node information. In this case, Tomcat 1 is primary. Tomcat 2 is backup of their node. They are called proxy session. In this case, session create part. In this case, query session at Tomcat 3 other session. In this case, Tomcat 3 has another session as a primary session. And then select newly backup node. In this case, Tomcat 4 is second session, backup session. Other node, Tomcat 1, Tomcat 2, as a proxy session, same session ID. So, Tomcat, in backup manager, have some session, some primary session, and some backup session, some proxy session in each session. Selection algorithm of backup session is just simple round robin. First is Tomcat 2, next is Tomcat 6, next is just simple round robin algorithm. The behavior data application. In backup manager, have session between primary to backup node only. The other node has a session data. So the change of session information replicates always primary to backup. This means the number of node cluster increasing, the destination of replication always primary to backup. This behavior, this field is when session expires. When session expires, primary session removes expired session, and then remove session message to the other. And then primary session removes session to request to communicate backup session. Backup session removes session information. Primary session sends session remove message to proxy session. And proxy session removes on session ID. This is node failure. Node failure, in case of in backup manager, node failure is very complex. In this case, there are three sessions. Session A, session B, session C. Session A is a primary session. Session B is a backup session. Session C is a proxy session in Tomcat 1. Each session led a relationship of primary secondary relationship on the other one. Primary backup. Primary backup. Primary backup. When node failure occurs in Tomcat 1, delegation of session runs on each node. The case of session A. Session A is primary session is gone. So backup session of session A is backup session of session A is promoted to primary session. And then session backup one select new, this is a promote parameter one, and this is new to backup one. So, remaining node select new backup one. In this case, Tomcat 3 select backup one, and send session information to backup one. And select new remaining node, make remaining node to new proxy. This means, this session, first, primary session is Tomcat 1, backup session Tomcat 2. After node failure occurs, new primary session is Tomcat 2, backup Tomcat, backup session Tomcat 3. So, need to know to this proxy session. In case of session B is gone, so session B is backup session is gone. So, primary session of session B, Tomcat 2, does not have backup session. So, Tomcat 2 select new backup node and send session information to new backup node. And remain node, send node information. And in case of session C, session C is a proxy session. So proxy session is gone. Proxy session does not have session data, just have node information on session ID. So does not affect the relationship of primary and secondary. So proxy session is gone, so nothing happened. It's a ignore. But this is a recovery of backup manager. Actually, recovery process on backup manager is really, really complex. However, for example, when starting backup manager, replication map initialized. And this time, replication map send RPC message. RPC message is different from session application message. In this case, recovery node sends three RPC message. First, send init message to all class nodes. This init message known to receive and reply to recovery node. Yes, I'm here, say Tomcat 1, 2, 4, 3. Tomcat 1 knows Tomcat 3, Tomcat 2, Tomcat 4, and then Tomcat 2, recovery node Tomcat 1 request one node session, request session data. In this case, state message send proxy session message. All sessions send proxy session to recovery. And finally, Tomcat 1 send start message. I'm getting ready to Tomcat 4. It's very complex.
KG?
Yeah.
Backup, please. So for the backup manager,
yeah,
when a node recovers, it will grab all of the session identifiers from the cluster and create only proxy sessions. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So it will not become the backup for any session in the cluster
on startup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Backup region, there are only one node remains in this case. Only one node remains first proxy session. Proxy session does not have session, a backup session. In this case, backup session select virtual node to send replication message to main proxy session to backup session. It's different from only one node.
But all primary sessions stay.
Yeah.
All backup sessions stay. Only new proxies are added to the node that's coming online.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless there's two nodes.
Okay.
Then it starts up, initializes, and then it requests the data.
Gotcha.
Oh, next is cluster channel. From new topic. So what is channel? Channel is messaging grouping component for cluster nodes. So responsibility of channel building membership, send a channel message, receive channel message. In such application message convert to channel message. So this is each component of channel. Channel have some components, membership service, channel sender, channel receiver. These components are called channel service. Channel listener and channel membership listener, channel interceptor and channel coordinator. They are. So channel is the main component of channel. The implementation is group channel only. So next is membership service. Membership service is the component that we build a cluster group. Mainly, Tomcat membership service will use multicast membership feature, membership. So if we use multicast membership, membership service invokes multicast receiver thread and multicast sender thread. And those threads automatically can add cluster node add and the cluster node disappear. Automatically detection on my membership service. Channel sender is a component that sends channel message to other. Channel sender multiple channel message using sender queue feature. And sender queue size is specified a pool size attribute. Channel receiver is receive channel message from other. Channel receiver handles multiple message by thread pooling. So thread pooling is specified max thread attribute. Tuning our max thread attribute, it depends on channel message, a send option of a channel message. Simply, if you send channel message to sync mode, you need to align with sender's pool size and receiver's max thread size. If you send channel message async mode, you do not need to align max thread with pool size. Channel listener is a listener for receive channel message, and message listener is a listener for member at member remove, but that will detect the membership service. So channel interceptor. Channel interceptor is a component that intercept sending and receiving channel message and detection. Membership detection. We can define more than one channel component inside channel. They work as channel interceptor chains, like as channel chain. When sending channel message, channel interceptor chain invoke order of definition. And when receive a channel message, member detection, channel interceptor chain involved reverse of order of definition. We can add channel. By using channel, we can add variety feature of automated clustering. I will explain later. Lastly, channel coordinator. Channel coordinator is a special channel interceptor that coordinates channel interceptors. It means channel coordinator connect with channel interceptor chain with membership service. Channel interceptor connect channel sender, membership service connect channel interceptor. Channel coordinator does not need to explicitly set. It is automatically set on channel. This is your sample example. Channel is inside the cluster. It's channel component only group channel. And membership service, receiver service, sender service, some of interceptors. That's a typical example. So, channel architecture. This is architecture of channel. In case of point session, when the application map or cluster instance send session message, channel message. In this case, invoke channel. Channel is invoke channel interceptor chain, order of definition. And then, finally, channel coordinator is invoked. The channel coordinator sends channel message by using channel sender. Send channel message. When receive channel message, channel message description, channel receiver is receive it. Channel receiver invoked channel coordinator. The channel coordinator invoked reverse order of definition, invoked reverse order. And finally, channel notify channel message to channel receiver. In case of member detection, membership service detects cloud, cluster member add and cluster member disappear. In this case, cluster membership service notify membership event to cluster interceptor. In this case, membership service invoke channel coordinator. Channel coordinator invoke channel interceptor chain or reverse order. And finally, notify membership event to membership receiver. So, I will explain some chain interceptor more detail. First is TCP file decryptor. TCP file decryptor has the main feature is interceptor member disappear events and member checks when send error occurs. In default, Tomcat use multicast in order to build a cluster membership. For some reason, multicast packet does not reach on the other, does not come on. In this case, membership service purge the member and notify member disappear event to cluster interceptor chain. When using TCP detector intervenes member disappear event and the member checked by TCP. When the member is really gone, notify membership disappear event to cluster interceptor chain. When the member is actually alive, TCP detector cancels member disappear event. Also, when send error occurs, the member is checked by TCP, by TCP detector. TCP detector has sub-feature besides main feature. That is TCP-based membership feature. This feature does not use in default case. But when using static membership that are not using multicast membership, TCP detector behave membership service. I will explain. Message dispatch interceptor. Message dispatch interceptor is interceptor for async send message. When sending channel message, message dispatch intercept just a message and put them into the set pool. And then message dispatch interceptor return response immediately, and the set pool send the duplication message. When using async send a message. It is not enough to enable message despite the data. You must set send option async mode. In this case, when you use delta manager, cluster channel send option to async. When you use backup manager map send option to async. Both of enabling message dispatch interceptor and send option async is needed for required for asynchronous session application message. But not doing so, they are never work as a message. And next, the static membership interceptor. Static membership interceptor is an interceptor for static membership. Static membership means, in default, Tomcat membership built a multicast address. When using membership interceptor, we can build a membership instead of multicast. There, describe node information in server.xml. For static membership, we need to disable multicast membership. So, in this case, in order to disable multicast membership, cluster send option to 3. This means not invoke multicast send address, multicast receiver. So, this means disable multicast membership. And then, what's it?
Can you update the static membership without restarting Tomcat? Can you update the static membership without restarting Tomcat?
Yeah. Static membership for needs two interceptors, TCP interceptor and TCP interceptor. TCP ping interceptor periodically send TCP ping for member is alive or the member is alive. So for use node failure detection. And TCP failure detector for membership management, that mentioned TCP based membership. So the order is, definition is very important. The order is ping interceptor, TCP detector, static membership interceptor. By doing so, static membership works properly. Not doing so, TCP static membership does not work properly. So this is a setting example of static membership. Three interceptors are required. TCP interceptor, field detector, and static membership interceptor. And then you find node information. You see, in this case, two members and static members. And local member can be defined. A local member is like this. As you can see, the local member does not need host information such as host and port. They are automatically inherited to receiver component, so you need to specify no information in local member. Another is SLIP interceptor. SLIP interceptor is a messaging measuring sender and receive channel message. I will explain it. Then filter interceptor is filtered member that join cluster clippers domain. So, what is cluster? How do I monitor Tomcat cluster? Generally, monitoring with a login on GMX. So, monitoring your cluster with login. Tomcat cluster module use Tomcat Jury login framework. So we can monitor Tomcat with Jury. So, specifically, Tomcat cluster feature provides track channel message feature that keys clear track messages. This is an example. We can use drivers message. We can trace send channel message and receive channel message. It's blocked, catenated out. And log level is, you can see, the finest. So this feature is for debugging. Next, monitoring the Slurpt interceptor. Slurpt interceptor reports Slurpt statistics. Default interval reports 10,000 messages. Message key is like this. My long level is info. This is an example. How many channel messages are sent, how many channel messages are received. It's a transfer speed. How many errors occurred in cluster channel. The output is output to cut in out and to make a total file. So, monitoring your cluster genetics. Tomcat MLB, some of Tomcat MLB beans are JMX MLB beans. In this case, Catalan domain. Catalan domains are cluster manager beans and parallel beans. In cluster LBs, we can see the cluster settings such as options, start options, send options. Members LBs inside the cluster have all cluster members just have been joining the same cluster group. In this case, this is a local attribute to do. This is a local member. So this is me on myself. This one is another class member. You can see node information. Cluster manager MB. Manager MB can confirm session information. In this case, a backup manager example. There are active sessions and active sessions full. This means active session, sum of primary session and backup session. Active session full is all sessions that include proxy session. In this case, one primary session, one backup session, and one proxy session. There are three sessions. In this case, active session two value. Active session full is three. But, maybe you can see the cluster location bound setting on bound and beans. So, next is channel engine. The channel component, some channel components are cluster GMX and beans. So, we can see the channel by GMX. It is important. Cluster domain, I mentioned before previous. In this case, channel MV is cluster channel domain. This is channel domain. So, in cluster channel domain, have some channel components. Channel MV, intercept MV, member MV, receiver MV, send MV. So, channel MV, we can confirm setting for channels. Membership means we can call membership setting. Some of membership operation. Sender means we can say setting sender. Some of the statistics such as input size, in use means input size. Input size means number of threads that sender queued controls. In use pool size is currently used thread for sending. So, you see, when in use pool size keep high value, when in pool size keep lower than zero, this means it is not enough setting pool size. So, you must set larger value to pool side attribute for more performance. This is receiver. We can see setting of receiver and some features such as active count, they are active receivers, pool size, they are sum of receiver threads, completers count, how many replicate messages can be received and completed in this thread pool. And intercept elements. Intercept all intercept elements that used in channel. So in this case, some intercept elements can see. It is noted intercept elements of all commonly used interceptor, but it does not implement all intercept elements. It only implements commonly used interceptors such as domain detector, ping, service interceptor. For slip transceptor dimension, we can see statistics on how many send messages we can confirm in this MV. Detectors, message structure, we can see setting and starting active session, current size, and so on. So, this is final. It is important to note that this cluster MVNs implement all versions, but channel MVNs support only after Tomcat 9 later. This feature has not backported into Tomcat 85 yet. I plan to backport this feature. I'm going to Japan. And the replication map for session replicate backup manager MVN is not defined MVNs. This is TBD. Just time can sorry. If questions, I will be Tomcat.com all days. Personally, Chris.
For JMX.
Yeah.
Is that read only, or can you make changes?
Most of attributes are read only.
Okay.
Some of not affect channels. So, if you should, personally ask me. Thank you, attention.